welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
And sitting in with us tonight is sister of Brent Weinbach, Laura Weinbach.
Ahoy.
Sister Weinbach sitting in on the podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was silently asking Rob if we should turn off the air conditioning.
Silent yet deadly.
It is a hot one here at Legacy Music Hour headquarters. And I see what you guys are talking about there.
No. She said, we were laughing because she said, I don't think you heard it. She said, I said I was silently asking if you wanted to turn off the air conditioning, and she just chimed in, silent but deadly.
Oh, I know what she meant.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Meant what I said.
Okay.
It is always a pleasure to have a guest here at Legacy Music Hour headquarters, and this is your second time here.
Right.
Right. And so
she wasn't on mic last time, really. A little bit. Yeah.
Right. Right. But you are sworn to secrecy. You cannot divulge any details other than what is going to be aired, and we're going to have to erase your memory so you don't remember your way back to Legacy Music Hour headquarters.
That sounds good.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, let's see. Before we get to today's topic, I want to give a little update about Contra Hardcore and where I'm at in that game and where we're at
yes.
in that game.
Yes.
And, basically, at this point, there's six endings in the game.
Right.
And I've seen five of them. And Rob told me, save one for me.
Right.
So, I would have at this point probably seen all the endings and beaten every possible path.
Yes.
But I've been saving this one last one for you.
Well, thank you, Brent. And I didn't think you were going to. You're going to be able to hang on that long.
Hmm.
But I knew for sure. I said, you got to play on your own, which you probably would have done anyway. But
I only was going to play on my own with your okay, with your permission.
Well, I appreciate that. But I also feel now you've got the expertise to lead the hardcore team
yeah.
to the sixth and most important ending.
Well, actually, it's important only in the sense that it's the one that we'll share together.
Right.
But other than that, I think I've seen the sort of best ending, you know?
Okay.
And I've seen there's different kinds of endings that you get, you know? There's sort of a neutral ending, there's a weird ending, mm-hmm. there's a bad ending, you know?
Right.
And I have a feeling this one falls in the sort of medium or neutral ending.
Medium or neutral.
I think something like that. I think I have a feeling, but I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea actually.
Well, yeah. it's going to be more than medium or neutral for me because I'm going to do it with you.
Right. So in the end it will be the best ending.
Absolutely.
And we'll be doing this after we record this episode.
I wanted since we're talking about games that we're playing.
Oh, okay. Well, real quick, I just wanted to say that I even found the bonus level in the game, which
right.
was kind of a hidden secret, and
yes.
I got the ending for that. I just wanted to say that.
Pro. You're a pro.
Yeah. Very very awesome game, though. Again, thanks to listener John, for sending that our way. St. John, and
yes.
just really, I've personally had hours enjoyment from playing that game.
Okay.
Action-packed, yeah. And I've realized now that it's actually easier on single player. I was saying before on the other yeah. episode that it was easier on double player, but I now think single player is easier, actually.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very fun. Very good game.
Okay. I can't wait till we get to that sixth and final ending. We got a voicemail from listener The Gabe.
The Gabe.
The Gabe. And The Gabe actually gave some very... I'm surprised he took my side mm-hmm. in the ongoing Secret of Mana debate because he is not a fan. He picked it up this weekend, I believe, yes?
Something like that, recently, yeah.
Recently, and he could not get through it because, in his opinion, and much like my opinion, it's just not fun. It's terrible. It's Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a much better game.
See, well, here's the thing. Both of you can't really say too much about the game because you guys haven't really gotten too far into the game.
Laura, I know that you're a little tired right now, but if we had Secret of Mana, you would be out. Completely put to sleep. We put the controller in your hand and you would be out.
Shh. It's a secret.
But I just want to send a shout out to The Gabe for backing me up on that one. And I'm sure him and I could tag team Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and it would be a ball.
Yeah, right. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Really?
Okay, now I'm going over the top now.
But yeah, I mean, you might as well. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Well, hey, look, you know, if you guys want to go play Time Lord together, be my guest. You know, have some fun playing Time Lord. Actually, Laura's the one who actually found Time Lord. She's the one who encouraged me to get Time Lord, though.
I got it.
Talk about that, actually.
I thought I got Time Lord for you.
No. We were at a game store together, and you thought the game was going to be cool because you just, what?
I don't know. I saw Lord on the picture, and I just thought, this is going to be good. I was wrong.
I was cheated, just the same as you. I saw the box cover.
Right.
I saw this guy, a lord, on the front, and I thought, I can go to medieval times. I'm going to go to the future. I'm going to go to the Old West. This is going to be amazing.
Where did you go in the end?
Frustration, disappointment.
To the dump.
To the
yeah.
To the bathroom is what I went.
Although I didn't mean go to the bathroom to take a dump, but I meant
the dumps. You know,
I meant the
dumps.
I meant to the bathroom.
Right. I meant the fireplace. Well, I'm sorry. What were you gonna say?
I did like the medieval music. We did play on our show.
Yeah.
The medieval music.
No,
cool.
No. Music aside, I mean, it just you know, yeah. I was not. That was definitely not into it, the
right.
game.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah. It's no Contra Hardcore or Secret of Mana,
you know,
actually.
Your sister's also a musician. So this is actually going to be interesting, having another musician's insight into the music that we're going to hear today.
Yes.
Cool.
She plays the violin, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I don't play violin, but I play with a violinist.
Oh, okay. But you play the guitar?
Yes.
And the piano?
A little, but not really. I sing and play guitar mostly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then one other thing I want to say is, let's just get to today's topic, right?
This is number 90, Brent.
Number 90, right? So, almost, okay, we got 10 more. We're at 100. And I was thinking to myself, we got to do something special for the 100th episode. What do you think? I'm thinking a live party recording sort of
live
thing.
Live party.
Like a listening party, you know?
Okay.
We get past guests maybe, or maybe new guests, have them all in a room and just have, and I don't know why that would be
maybe
cool.
Maybe some call-in. Maybe get some call-in.
Something, I don't know, something. We should do something live maybe. Maybe we just do a normal free play episode as usual, but we have maybe people, an audience or something. I don't know what an audience would do to help exactly.
What if nobody shows up?
Well, then we'll just, you know, we'll have you.
Would you show up to that, Laura?
To the party?
Yeah, our live 100th centennial anniversary.
I would do that, yeah.
It would be a blast. You know, she's not going to show up. It's just going to be you and me, Brent.
That's all right. You know, hey, look, if nobody shows up, it's fine. Either way, I'll spend that 100th episode with you or everybody. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It'll be good. It'll be good either way. Whatever you do, it's going to be great.
90 episodes. I know.
Almost 100. That's crazy.
Laura, I don't know if you had the same opinion, but everybody said the same thing when we started this podcast. They said, oh, what are you going to play? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah,
that's
you going to play Super Mario Brothers?
That's it.
What else?
What else are you going to do after that?
What are you going to play? Pac-Man?
You're going to have two episodes, tops. Right. And here we are, 90 episodes later, with you falling asleep at the table.
It's huge. No, it's great.
You falling asleep is huge. All right, so look, it's free play. Episode 90 is a free play,
right.
Meaning we just play whatever we want. No topic restriction. And, yeah. By the way, I just, again, before we leave the whole Secret of Mana thing behind, Gabe, you got to just give it a chance, play it a little longer, and also take advantage of if you have a multi-tap, take advantage of the multiplayer aspect of it, where you can play with not just one other friend, but two other friends. Three players simultaneous. And once you get into the action of the game, it really will move a lot quicker for you. I playing it with Rob and seeing the beginning parts, yeah, I mean, I agree there was a lot of reading and a lot of, you know, pre-story kind of stuff or whatever. But it was really, once you get into the game, you'll find it very enjoyable. And the music is obviously so great. And the graphics are great, too.
I don't want to make myself out to be this guy that's doesn't want to read, and I know that there's reading involved in games.
Be that guy. It's fine.
You know, your brother said I was kind of a jock.
I've never said that.
In gamers.
No, I've never said that.
I
was. I just meant jockstrap. I meant that you like wearing jock straps at the show. You know, you don't, a lot of listeners don't know, but you, you know, record every episode wearing a jock strap.
Right.
And I, you know, I actually like that about you.
As far as multiplayer goes, I think what Brent is really trying to say is that if you want to take a nap with a friend of yours, get the 2 or 3 player version.
Plus jock strap.
Plus the jock strap.
One friend plus another friend plus jock strap.
One friend plus 2 friend plus jock strap.
Plus friend named Joffrey. Joffrey Jockstrap. We used to know this kid in elementary school named Joffrey, and we called him Joffrey Jockstrap.
Spelled G-E-O-F. Ray.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I bet you guys never thought you'd mention that guy's name, ever.
Oh, no.
I always thought about it ever since.
We mention his name all the time. Oh. Any opportunity we can to mention Joffrey Jockstrap, we mention his name.
Okay.
Because it's a wondrous name.
I wonder if he hears that ever nowadays.
Well, maybe he's listening out there, so...
Joffrey Jockstrap, this episode is
Jackstrap.
For you.
Jackstrap.
Joffrey Jackstrap.
Joffrey Jackstrap.
Joffrey, you know what? I'm going to dedicate my set list to Joffrey Jockstrap if he's listening out there.
I'm going to dedicate it to his jockstrap.
Okay.
Joffrey Jockstrap, I now rename you Jackstrap.
No, it's like this. Joffrey Jockstrap, I dub you Joffrey Jackstrap.
Okay.
That was what I meant exactly. Yeah. I meant I dub you. I was looking for that word.
I just thought of it. This is how it goes. Okay. Sir Joffrey Jockstrap. As Time Lord, I now dub you Joffrey Jackstrap.
I think it should have just been, as Time Lord, I dub you Jackstrap.
Oh, okay, yeah, as Jackstrap. All right.
I'm going to get things started off here.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
This is a soundtrack that was suggested to us on Facebook by listener LM Head Ed.
No, that was on Gmail.
Oh, Gmail.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That was on email, yeah.
And I took a listen, and I am very impressed. Mm. This is a Sega... it's a Mega Drive title, actually. The Hybrid Front is the name of the game. And there are so many tracks that I want to play from this. I got a couple lined up for today, for today's free play. The composers are Naofumi Hataya, Junko Shiatsu, and Sachio Ogawa. Now, keep in mind, I'm trying my best to do the proper pronunciation on this. You know, sometimes we mess it up. We're not experts on Japanese pronunciation, nor have we ever claimed to be.
I don't think I'm even that bad at it, personally.
And we're doing our thing, but you know, sometimes people
it's all phonetic. It's pretty easy.
Some people like to nitpick out there. You know who you are.
Well, yeah, but. Actually, there was actually one person saying something about it, they're a friend to the show. But then there was a hater who was saying something about it too.
Right.
That was an enemy of the show. Right. Not an enemy, but I mean somebody who's not a friend, I guess.
Just not a friend.
Yeah.
But you're getting haters now. Okay.
Joffrey Jackstrap himself.
I'm going to be playing.
He's the best friend of the show.
The track called Earth, PETO Fight BGM2. Peto, I guess you pronounce it. It's all capitalized. Mm-hmm. Peto Fight BGM2 from the game The Hybrid Front. Earth Pedo Fight BGM 2 from the game Hybrid Front.
Yeah, good track.
Is this Chill Zone? This is total Chill Zone. Come chill on. Zone. Do you know what we're, you know what we mean when we say Chill Zone, Laura?
I feel what you mean.
You're totally in the Chill Zone right now. Am I right?
Awesome.
It's futuristic Chill Zone right here.
It's very chill.
Do you hear that? It's that one, I don't know, at the beginning went,
Yeah.
It's kind of just repeating itself throughout the whole song.
It's almost got a Treasure vibe to it, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I like that.
You know, this track, sort of, you know what I mean?
Kind of reminds me a little bit of St. Vincent, actually.
What's that?
It's a band. Their new album, or it's actually mostly a girl. It's a girl, Annie Clark. But, yeah, it sounds cool, I like it. I like the lead part. Especially the... Awesome.
Do you think this is something that you could just listen to just on, if you heard this
I
on
would
the
radio? Chilling out to it. Yeah.
If you just heard this on the radio, would you think, oh, that's a regular song?
I wouldn't think it's a regular song, but I'd be like, what is this? I want it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Earth, PETA, Fight BGM 2. Right. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I like that. You part two.
Yeah.
The you part, you know, those
like,
good.
Ew.
Is there that? I think that's the musical term for it.
Yeah, you know, the you part.
Right.
All right. Well, speaking of Secret of Mana, I'm going to play something from the sequel to Secret of Mana, Second Densetsu, Part 3.
Yes.
For the Super Famicom. This is music by Hiroki Kakuta. Okay, if I was going to try to pronounce that Japanese style, be like Hiroki Kakuta.
Right.
Right.
Oh, by the way, we weren't talking about Come On, Ayumi.
Yeah, in case you thought we were talking about you. Somebody else, yeah.
It's just someone else that's straight up hating.
Yeah, someone else. So this is called Little Sweet Cafe from Second Densetsu 3 for the Super Famicom. Music from Second Densetsu 3, music by Hiroki Kikuta. This is called Little Sweet Cafe. See, I think if you pronounce it too closely to how the Japanese pronunciation, it ends up sounding corny, I think. Yeah.
Or it sounds like you're trying to make it a joke.
Or it sounds like I'm trying to. It sounds like I'm trying
to. Somebody who's American is trying to speak French, but. Or say a French word in the middle of an English language sentence.
Right.
But,
right.
And then suddenly all of a sudden be like French, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Yeah, I was just eating some fondue and, you know,
yeah,
it was
or
so
like,
good.
Yeah, you know.
My
baguette
was so good.
Yeah, the movie was really good. It had that, you know, je ne sais quoi, you know, about it, you know. So, you know, or something like, or it's like when somebody's ordering at a Mexican restaurant and they speak Spanish, you know, it's that sort of thing. So I'm just going to say Hiroki, Hiroki Kakuta, because it sounds more just real legit. For me. No, it's more legit for
you
me.
You want to say legit, you say Hiroki. Hiroki.
Hiroki.
Hiroki Kakuta.
Hiroki Kikuta.
Hiroki.
Anyway, this is a good track.
It's a fun track.
And that snare, the drum sound on this track is so awesome. I love it.
It feels like all three of us are going to go on an adventure, an RPG adventure.
Yeah.
Brent, why are you wearing your sweater?
Well, because I can't take it off because I have the headphones on and I was getting hot. You know?
His arm is hot.
My arms are hot.
Brent was wearing a sweater and then he pulled it up to his neck, so now it's just wrapped around
his
neck.
I'll take the picture like
so
this.
More of a cape look.
Take the picture like this, yeah.
You do look like an RPG character right
now. I am. I'm an RPG guy now. Yeah. For real.
Literally.
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 This is a good pop kind of song, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You say you like that snare drum?
I love it.
I will be moving on to a genre that we covered last week.
Doubt.
Pro wrestling.
Doubt.
Look at Laura's eyes light up. She knows what's up.
I don't do sports.
Oh, you see? Look at that. She considers it a sport.
Right,
Brent.
Right.
Well, any kind of athletic.
We had a big debate.
It wasn't a big debate.
It was huge. It was a blowout. The podcast,
it was a blowout.
The podcast was almost ended because of our differences regarding pro wrestling as a sport, which it is.
Well, wait, you don't feel that it's a sport,
Brent? No, I mean, it's... Well, not really, because it's not... It's sports entertainment, as Rob put it.
Right.
Well, it's the type of thing where it's like, do you really want to have to do that in your life? That's how I feel about sports. You know what I mean? And I would feel that way about wrestling. You know what I mean?
By the way, you know, you're saying you're a jock. I actually was on the tennis team in high school, 4 years, high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was your record?
Who's the jock now?
What was your record?
10 or no.
Did you sport the
whatever that means. I don't know.
Did you sport a strap?
Yeah, I sported a strap. Oh, no, yeah. I actually didn't need to sport a strap, you know, because my privacy is quite small. So I.
But you, I wouldn't imagine you ever got hit in that area with the tennis ball.
Oh, you're talking about a cup?
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it's all right. My privacy can take it.
Okay. Well, good.
I'm calling it privacy because tell them.
Oh, well, it's private, but, okay, well, where that came from is that I was substitute teaching once, and the kid wanted to go to the bathroom, but his way of asking to go to the bathroom was, teacher, I gotta use it. Oh, wait, that's actually not even relating to privacy. How privacy happened was that we were doing PE or recess or something, and then the kid who asked me if he could use it also said that his friend Henry got hit in the privacy.
Oh, hit in the privacy.
Yeah, he said, Henry just got hit in the privacy. Can he go to the office?
So,
and since I said, what did you say? Say that again. He said, he just got hit in his privacy. I was like, what? Say that one more time? Just because I wanted to hear him say it again. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny too. So I started using it, yeah.
Okay, the privacy. Yeah. Would you mind if I incorporated that as well?
Feel free.
Okay. Spread the love.
All right, the privacy.
Spread it.
Spread the privacy.
Just spread them.
Yeah. WCW, Pro Wrestling, for the Nintendo Entertainment System, is an amazing game, Laura. Hmm. I'm telling you that right now, straight up.
Cool.
And that is the reaction, I think, from 99.9% of the general female population when anyone mentions that game.
Really?
Or pro wrestling, I think, in general.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Kenji Yoshida is the composer. And I wanted to play this track last week, but was not able to. So I'm going to do it right now. Staff roll. Brent, would you do the honors? WCW Pro Wrestling Staff Roll.
It's actually WCW Fields.
Oh, right.
World Championship Wrestling.
World Championship Wrestling. I made the same mistake, I think, when I first played at WCW. I called it pro wrestling, another game entirely.
Right.
But WC Fields Championship Wrestling.
By the way, I'm surprised we haven't played that main theme from pro wrestling also.
I think St. John commented on it.
Yeah, no, that's what I was responding to. Yeah, right. I'm surprised we haven't played it on the show yet, actually. It's pretty iconic. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, we'll get to it.
Whatever,
we'll get to it one day,
you know. Maybe episode 100, you know.
Okay, hey, don't give it away. No spoilers.
Maybe episode 200, huh? Going for the long term.
And, Laura, when you finish a game, you want a track that's really just going to let you know that you are a champion and that you are a winner. And it doesn't matter if you like professional wrestling.
Right.
And this is the track.
Cool.
All right. Well, I'm going to move on to a game that I don't know anything about, really. I know a little bit. I've investigated it a little bit, but I was just looking through some Genesis soundtracks, and I saw the title, and I was just intrigued by the title. Vixen 357. And I just thought, Vixen 357? That sounds interesting, you know? And so I checked out the soundtrack, and it's pretty good. I like it. And the it's a sort of like a war strategy kind of game type of situation. And I don't have a composer for this exactly, but there actually was an official soundtrack release for this game, and whose credit it is Opus Studio. Opus Studio Incorporated.
Yes.
And anyway, it's a good soundtrack. Mega Drive release, Japanese only release only. And the track we're going to hear is Army Phase, stages 7, 11, 12, 13. It's also Enemy Phase, stages 7 and 14, second half. Okay? So, Army Phase, stage 7, 11, 12, and 13, and Enemy Phase, stage 7 and the second half of 14. And yeah, that's it. Music from Vixen 357. Music from Vixen 357 from Opus Studio Incorporated, and this is Army Phase stage 7, 11, 12, 13, Enemy Phase stage 7, second half of 14.
Okay.
I like this track a lot.
This part reminds me of the beginning of a news telecast.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I love this part right here. This part's just such a cool vibe to it, you know? It sounds like cool video game music, you know? And by cool, I mean temperature-wise, it's cool.
Oh, temperature.
Okay. It sounds cool and futuristic, you know? And I do like this amp up, too. I mean, aside from that sort of you know, sort of needles hitting the newscast thing.
Right.
There's this cool warpy sounding situation happening too. That sounds really cool too. Yeah. Here it comes again. It's cool.
It's cool.
let me do a little intro. Hold on. When that needle thing comes on again.
All right. I mean, okay, here comes right now.
Then just turn it down after that. Good evening. I'm Rob F. Switch, doing sports, Brent Weinbach, and as always, on weather, Laura Weinbach.
Cool.
That sounded pretty good. That was good.
Not too bad, huh?
Yeah.
That'd be the 16-bit news.
That sounded
16-bit news hour. I am going to be playing a track from a game we heard from on the Konami.
Yeah.
The Konami Focus.
Yes.
Konami 2 Focus.
Yes.
Morio Senki Madara.
This is a very good soundtrack.
Right. A lot of great tracks on that.
Yeah.
The composer...
Oh, you know what's funny is I tricked you earlier. I did a pop quiz on you before we started recording.
Right.
I said, okay, I played a track from this game, and I said, just name the system.
Yes.
You know? And you said TurboGrafx 16.
Right.
And my sister said Genesis. And the real answer, of course, is Famicom.
Right.
And my point was is that this chip, the VRC6 chip, which it uses, which adds extra channels, it makes it to me sound like a lot like TurboGrafx 16 music.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's a Nintendo game.
The composers for this game, the Konami Kuheha Club.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, that sounds weird. My pronunciation, the Kuheha.
Oh, it's like the, it sounds like a Hawaiian.
Right.
Aloha, the Aloha Waikiki Club.
So this is a Famicom track.
Yes.
Roll it.
Wait, what's the track?
Surprise.
Oh, really? Surprise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Madara, from the game Morio Senki Madara.
Right.
Were you surprised, Brent?
Not totally, because this is one of the better tracks in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like this part coming up. It's like a solo almost.
Oh, right. I was doing my solo face to you.
Yeah.
Kind of, we were both soloing to that.
This part right here. Like that,
yeah. Laura, you perform with the violinist, right?
Yeah.
Does your violinist ever do solos?
Sometimes.
Does he do solo face?
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah?
He does solo body, actually.
Oh really?
Yeah. He does solo ace. He does it all, yeah.
He does solo videos also.
He also does solo flex.
I like solo face. It's, to me, it's the mark of a good artist.
Oops. Doesn't this sound like TurboGrafx-16 to you?
Yeah. That's why initially I thought it was.
Right, yeah.
When you were quizzing me.
Yeah. All right. A wise choice. A David Wise choice.
Right. You got me excited there for a second.
No, I don't know why I said that, actually.
Don't tease me like that, Brent.
But I am going to stay with the company Konami, all right?
Okay.
And I'm going to play something from Quarth. Now, we heard from the Nintendo version of Quarth on the Kazuo Hanzawa episode. And now we're going to hear from the Game Boy version. There's some really good tracks on the Game Boy version. And I don't know who composed this track exactly, but I can narrow it down to four or five composers here. Kazuo Hanzawa, Hidehiro Funauchi. I think both of them are credited for the Game Boy version. But then there's an MSX version, which has some other composers in addition to them. Well, actually, Hidehiro Funauchi is not on the MSX version, but there's Tomoya Tamita, Shigehiro Takenouchi, and Mansan. And is that funny?
Of the Nico tribe.
Oh, yeah. And then, no, Mansan's an alias. That's why it sounds funny.
Oh, I see.
I don't know which version, you know, was porting which song, you know, but I don't know if it came out on MSX first and then it went to Game Boy. But if you ask me, it actually sounds more like a Hidehiro Funauchi track, if I was going to guess. And, you know, he did the music to Castlevania II, Belmont's Revenge. That's Belmont, yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, so this is level one music from Quarth for the Game Boy. Music from Quarth. And this is... What?
That was so awesome. I love that. That was really cool. I liked it a lot. Uh-huh.
I like that the bouncing bass back and forth, you know? Level 1 music, by the way. And I'm thinking Hidehiro Funauchi, but could also be Kazuo Hanzawa, Tomoya Tamita, and Shigehiro Takenouchi, and also Mansan.
Right.
I wrote this piece. It almost sounds like something I would do right now.
Oh, really?
I know, yeah.
You should do covers like your brother.
Well, I'm gonna just try to do a little copy and paste type of thing. No, I mean, I think it's. I'm inspired.
What if you covered this track?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that'd be cool. Do you write lyrics to the melody?
Yeah, we do that a lot. We do
right.
Lyrics, yeah.
And the falling through the forest, baby.
What?
I don't know. I was just trying to come up with something.
Oh, freestyling. Totally.
Freestyle.
No, I mean, I don't do that.
Hit it. Hit it right now.
I mean,
go.
I don't know.
Yo, girl.
Here, ready? Look. Start from the beginning. Here we go.
Running through the forest, baby. And if we're running through the forest, I will see you in the badges, my miss. Sometimes I'm sucking on a... Was that too free?
Wait, what did you say?
I don't know. I was just going all out.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Just go with
we'll
it.
See. All right. Well, anyway, very good. Are you saying running through the forest and what?
Something like that. I don't know.
Did you say sucking on something?
It ended up to going somewhere. I don't know. I was just running through the forest at one point.
Okay.
I kind of missed. I kind of couldn't hear it exactly. You know.
Right.
That's how it's supposed to sound.
Well, we'll see what we can hear when we hear it on the playback.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe we might have to use a bleep noise, though.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Is it like that?
Yeah. It's like
that. Well, just don't you get any ideas that you're the karaoke, VGM karaoke champ here, Laura.
Okay.
Because
scratch Brent, that one.
Brent and I, we get down sometimes, and we've belted out some jams, right?
Oh,
I
yeah.
would love to hear that tonight.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's got to be the right track, the right kind of mood.
Yeah, I like to prepare. I don't like to freestyle. Yeah.
Me
yeah.
too. You totally put me on the spot there. That's why the, you know, D word came out there.
Oh, you...
Or did it? I don't know. I'm just saying, if it did, it did. It didn't, it didn't. You never know.
All right. Well, we'll just bleep that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever had a bleep on the show before.
No.
We try to run a clean ship.
Larry, right. I did that knowing that there would be a bleep, and I thought that would be cool, as cool as a part of the freestyle. You know
okay.
I mean?
Right. It fit right in with the music.
Right. You know?
Right. Right. I'm moving on to sort of Vermillion. Okay.
Yeah.
No, we don't need any innuendos, Laura. Okay. It's a sword.
Well,
it's an actual sword of Vermillion. The composer to this.
I mean, it's funny, you saying we don't need any innuendos was an innuendo in itself. Yeah.
Hey, Brent, I'm talking about a proper sword.
Me too.
Do you understand?
Me too. I'm talking about, I like to have a friend come over to my house and, you know, we get those, the insides of the paper towel roll, you know?
Right.
The thing that holds the power. We get two of those and we do sword fight. You never do that?
No,
You never had
that.
A sword fight with with another man?
No.
You don't duel?
Duel? No.
You don't like duel? If I invited you to go come duel with me at my place, would you do it? Would you duel with me?
For you, yes.
You
just
sword
no.
fight with me?
For you,
oh,
yes.
Oh, only me? Okay.
Right.
Alright.
And that's big for me because I don't duel with just anybody.
Yeah, okay.
I don't duel at all.
Right.
But with you, come on.
I'll do you in the morning. I'll
you're,
do you.
What
in
do you
the
mean?
Night.
You'll do me or?
I'll do. No, I said I'll do you. I'll do you in the
duel,
morning.
Okay.
I'll do you in the morning. Do you in the night? Do you when I'm hungry? Is that how it goes?
No, I don't know that.
You know that song? You know that song? Right?
No, I don't know. That
you know
song.
That song? Do me?
No.
You know that song? Do me?
No.
Do me, do me. No, I'm just kidding. No, the song Do Me. You know it's you can do me in the morning. You can. You know that song?
Oh, okay, okay.
Who is that? Belvedere DeVoe?
I don't know, but I know the song you're talking about. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Sword of Vermillion.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Belbib DeVoe.
Hiroshi Kawaguchi. Okay. What do you know about that?
He composed the music of Outrun, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Actually.
I was just hoping to stump you, and I don't even have an answer
for
that.
I'm pretty sure, actually.
Sword of Vermillion
Did you say Hiroshi Kawaguchi?
Kawaguchi.
I am correct about that. And it is Outrun, and also, I think that he... adapted the whatever it doesn't matter.
Yeah. This is a track that was suggested to us on Facebook by listener Slick Vic.
Uh huh.
And I took a listen, and I'm down with it. So it gets a pass here on the Legacy Music Hour. The track is Arias. Arias from the game Sword of Vermillion by composer Hiroshi Kawaguchi. You know, this track was perfect because I was listening to this track earlier, and my wife let the rabbit out. You can see we have a rabbit here at LMH headquarters.
Sure.
And we were trying to get her back in her cage, and she just wouldn't. She wouldn't go in.
Oh, this is good rabbit chasing music.
Oh, it's the best rabbit chasing music, because we were trying to get her in, we were trying to coax her in, but she kept running all over the place. And we tried to corner her, we tried to pick her up, but she wouldn't let herself get picked up, and she's just running all over the place, to and fro.
Yeah, this is a whimsical track.
It's got a mischievous air about it.
Right.
And that, I'm really glad I got, I was suggested this track from Slick Vic.
I'm going to move on to a Super Nintendo track.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
And this is a from Final Fantasy II, mm-hmm. the North American release.
Which is Final Fantasy IV in Japan.
That is correct.
All right, right, right.
This is music, of course, composed by...
Naoki Kodaka. Oh, no, this is... Excuse me. This is Nobuo Uematsu. I'm sorry.
Dun, 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 dun,
I was just
dun,
joking dun, dun. With that.
Yeah, yeah, I thought you were joking, actually.
Right.
That's why I started to do the victory music, but then I saw in your eye that you were maybe not joking.
No, I know it's up. I know it's up about a few things in my 90 plus episodes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the track we're going to hear is called Baron, like B-A-R-O-N.
Okay.
Baron. And music from Final Fantasy II. From Final Fantasy II, the North American release. Music by Nobuo Uematsu. This is Baron. You know, sometimes people don't like, you know, say the sampled trumpets in Super Nintendo music
because
they think it sounds cheesy. I like it. I think it sounds cool.
I think it ruins many of the tracks in Street Fighter 2. That's why I wasn't a fan of. But you know, sometimes it works.
I like it. I think it works for Street Fighter 2 for me. You know,
I think it works for a track like this. But don't ruin my Street Fighter 2 tracks. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. It's like Lego my Street Fighter 2, go.
Go. I'm going to be playing a track from the TurboGrafx-16. Okay. You familiar with the system lore?
Not really. I just remember the commercials for it.
Right. Right. It 16-bit.
Right.
Okay, but not really truly 16-bit. We so covered that
already. Two 8-bit processors.
Right, yeah. Right. Technicality. And I wanted to play a track from this game last week, but I wasn't able to. So there's only so much pro wrestling you can fit in one episode. So I'm going to squeeze a little bit in now. So that makes two pro wrestling tracks for me in this episode, right?
Yeah, you're just a wrestling jock.
Wrestling jock strap. Or a jack strap.
Jack strap.
Jack strap.
Actually, jack strap.
You already said? Yeah, that's good, actually. Jack strap. That's good, actually. Jack strap.
Fire pro.
Hey, I got an idea. Do you own a jock strap?
I had one. I don't know. I think I threw it out.
Because I'm thinking for the photo.
In the old jack strap.
You don't even have to wear it, you know, on your bare skin. You could just wear it on your head or something like that.
I do have a strap. I have a couple of straps, but not a jack strap.
Okay.
Fire Pro Wrestling Combination Tag is the game from the TurboGrafx-16 system that I will be drawing my next track from. Don't have a composer, but this is a track that is very near and dear to my heart, which is very fond of pro wrestling. Fire Pro Wrestling Combination Tag for the TurboGrafx-16. It sounds like it might be some kind of menu music, I think.
This isn't just your second wrestling track. It's your second track.
Right. You know, Brent, there's a special place in my heart for I'm just a kind of guy.
Yeah.
If I had to describe myself in one word, here we go. I don't think anything more needs to be said.
All right.
Other than
ew. All right, I'm going to play a track from a Sega Genesis game called Gauntlet 4.
I know it.
And we heard from this before on the Hitoshi Sakamoto Focus. This is from Hitoshi Sakamoto and Masaharu Iwata. And this is a track called Sortie, like the French sortie.
Oh, do you mean sortie?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a track from Gauntlet 4 from Hitoshi Sakamoto Sakimoto and Masaharu Iwata, and this track is called Salty. So there, boom, chew on that. This track is a killer. It's real, just real sort of whatever, it's good. It's just really good. All right, Gauntlet 4, Sega Genesis. music from Gauntlet 4. This is called Sortie. This is music composed by Hitoshi Sakamoto and Masaharu Iwata. I love how powerful this track is, you know?
It's very moving.
Yeah. It's very cinematic to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of epic, but
yeah,
it's a little Pendragon-y for me, actually, though.
What do you mean, Pendragon-y?
I don't know, it's very sort of Pendragon, sort of Magic on Ice type of show.
Hey, this is Gauntlet
right.
We're talking about.
Well, you know, that's cool. I still like that track with the cool snare drum better, though.
I think the drums on this are really good, actually.
Yeah, these drums are getting down.
Yeah, but that's...
Really like that part at the end where it just builds and builds up, you know? I think it's coming up actually here. You say Magic on Ice?
Pendragon on Ice.
Pendragon on Ice. Yeah.
Magic on Ice. I don't know.
Pendragon is a great illusionist.
Yeah, but that's...
Jonathan Pendragon. Here, this part right here. This part's really good. Powerful. Powerful. It's powerful right there.
Yeah. That's it.
Very good. Very good.
I feel
good.
Like I should do something.
Like
slay something.
Shoot ghosts.
Something.
Listen to the drums right here. Oh, this is good.
I have to find some way to make this my alarm clock. Imagine waking
up. Yeah, it makes
up.
You want to get up and do something.
Just turn it off right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's 5:59 right now. I wake up at 6 in the morning. Okay, so just pretend it's 5:59.
Right.
And I'm asleep, okay?
Right.
And then it's about to be 6 o'clock in 5 seconds. Oh, man, I don't want to wake up at all. Oh, I feel like hitting the snooze button, but not today. Maybe not ever again.
I mean, it would have been better if it was at a different part of the track where it's, you know...
It's building up.
Yeah,
because you know
the build-up. Because this is more of the... This is like the romantic section of it, you know?
Well, you know, some alarms, they do this gradual thing where it goes from really silent to really
loud.
Right. That's what this could do.
Actually, well, that's what this does when in the beginning, like this. Alarm goes off.
Actually, right. This is my favorite part of the song.
Boom.
That's the build up right there, yeah. Anyway, very good.
Alrighty. I think it's time we heard from a little bit of the Tiki Tiki Boys. What do you know about the Tiki Tiki Boys?
I don't know anything. I just know what I heard and I like it.
It's
the Tiki Tiki Boys.
The Boys. Tiki Tiki Boys. Any game with boys, we have fun pronouncing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, people consider us the Double Dragon Boys.
Boys. But, you know, we like boys.
Boys. Chicky Chicky Boys.
Boys.
Double Dragon Boys. The Contra Boys.
You know, the Gunbury Golf Boys. That's actually how it started. It was the Gunbury Golf Boys. Yeah. That's my favorite one, too. The Gunbury Golf Boys.
This is a Sega Genesis track.
Mm-hmm.
And round two is what I'll be playing from the composer, Hifumi, from the great game, Chicky, Chicky, Boys.
Boys. Wait, Laura should have said, all right. You get in, Laura, you got to get in on it when we come back.
All right.
We'll be right back.
That is the new one from the Chicky Chicky Boys.
Boys.
Z.
She went boy.
She forgot the z.
You gotta go z.
Z.
And that was boys. round two.
Chicky Chicky
Boys.
Right.
See, I thought we were gonna like kind of syncopate it.
So I know.
Let's do that.
Oh, syncopate it. You mean like...
Well, boys.
Yeah, okay, let's do like that. Ready?
Oh, should I start it off?
And that's... and that's a new one.
Okay, yeah. So that's the new one from the Chicky Chicky Boys.
Boys.
And you know what? If you're listening and you think it's weird, just get your friends and just start saying that.
Get your boys.
It's really infectious.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
it's infections.
Open your heart to the boys.
The boys.
Let the boys into your life, you know, and you won't go back. Once you go boys, you don't go back.
Boys. Oh, God. Speaking of boys, actually, there's a really good video that you can check out on YouTube of a girl going, "So we do it for the boys, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that. What is that?
There's just this really funny video on YouTube. This girl singing this song, which is a cover, actually, of some other song. But
right.
The way she sings it, she just goes, boys. I don't know. It's too hard for me to explain why this is good and funny. But it definitely means something to...
What's her name again? Or do you remember?
No, but she's a nice girl.
Well, I'd like to see this someday.
Oh, I'm going to show you, Rob, after the show.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Okay, so here comes a track from Hyperzone for the Super Nintendo. This is a soundtrack recommended to us by none other than Slick Vic himself.
Oh, another Slick Vic suggestion.
Yeah, this is a double slick. Double slick free play episode.
Right.
And this is music. If I didn't mention it already, this is music by Jun Ishikawa, and who did music to Alkahest as well as a lot of the Kirby games.
Mm-hmm.
And the track we're going to hear is Neo Megalopolis. And this is a very good soundtrack all the way through. Music from Hyperzone. Music from Hyperzone for the Super Nintendo. Music by Jun Ishikawa. This is called Neo Megalopolis.
Wow.
I love this part right here.
It's like a jazz fruit fusion.
Fruit? You hear that? Instead of an ew, it was like,
sweet fusion.
Bass.
The bass, right here. Yeah. It's right here, this part. it was the other one, yeah.
Still, there's about to be a bass breakdown coming up.
Yeah, there's a kind of almost a disco beat that comes in with this cymbal. There's a like a ride cymbal or something like that. I think it's right here. Here it goes. This is good right here. This is a tight track. I like that chord change right there. I love that. Okay, and then here's that one cool bass lick right here. That's just a good bass lick right there. That's some good jazz fruit fusion for you.
That brings me to the end of my set, coming up right here.
Okay.
And I will be going back to the hybrid front.
All right.
Earlier we heard from Earth, Pedo Fight BGM 2. Now we will hear from Moon, Mars, Sakurabe Fight BGM 3. Mm-hmm. And this is a Sega Genesis track. Here you go.
Stand by for action.
Hybrid Front. Composers now Fumi Hataya, Junko Shiratsu, and Sachio Ogawa.
Actually, I think that Fumi Hataya composed this track, this one in particular.
Okay. Yeah. This is a jam right here, right, my friend?
Yeah, right here. I like this part a lot. This is like it's like an Asiatic slow jam breakdown,
okay.
You know?
On the moon.
Yeah. It's like an Asiatic moonwalk. All right. I'm going to move on to a game called Cybernator.
The Cybernator.
Yeah, you know about the Cybernator?
I think so. Sounds very familiar. This is a Genesis track,
right?
It's
a Super Nintendo.
Oh, then I'm not familiar with it.
But, you know, I actually, a while ago, we got an email from someone named Mr. Lopez.
Oh.
Who suggested this soundtrack.
Mr. Lopez.
Mr. Lopez.
Okay.
But, and I checked it out, and I liked it, but I kind of forgot about it for some reason. And then when we were looking up games for the Konami episode, I found this game. It's actually not a Konami game. I mean, it wasn't developed by Konami, but it was published by Konami.
Okay.
So I didn't end up picking it because I kind of wanted to only pick games that were developed by Konami for that episode. But so this is actually... so it's not a Konami game, and I think it was actually I want to say it was at maybe NCS or something like that, but or maybe, yeah, I'm not really sure. But the composer is Masanao Akahori, who we've heard from before with games like Brain Lord and other stuff too that, right, that I'm forgetting. But but actually he's credited as Opus. And if you remember Opus from before, was that was who is credited with Vixen 357. So okay, it's the same. I don't know. The same company is involved somehow with this. I know I said NCS earlier, but I don't. I'm not exactly sure is the case. But anyway, credited as Opus, but it's actually Masanao Akahori. And the track we're going to hear is Asteroid Run from the game Cybernator for the Super Nintendo. From Cybernator, from composer Masanao Akahori. This is called Asteroid Run. Sound, got a kind of a TV show sound to it. Yeah. I like the part with the kind of...
It's fluttering.
Fluttering, yeah. That's,
yes, it's my favorite part as well.
Actually not dissimilar to a track they use in the film that was recently shown at the Tomcat Theater entitled Asteroid Bun.
Okay.
Asteroid Bun.
Asteroid Bun.
Okay.
Tomcat, if you live near the Tomcat Theater, check out Asteroid Bun. All right, well, that just about brings us to the end of our Free Play 90th anniversary episode.
90th anniversary. You look good for 90, bro.
So, yeah, as do you, yeah.
Okay.
And as do the Cheeky Cheeky Boys.
Cheeky Cheeky.
they never grow old, you know, no matter how many episodes you get.
Right.
And for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can contact us at Gmail. You can on our Gmail account, legacymusichour@gmail.com.
And you can call us as well, 281-SONIC-91. Who knows? Maybe Laura will answer your phone call.
And or maybe your phone call might be answered by the Cheeky Cheeky Boys themselves. Yeah. And I think at this point, you and I have become the Cheeky Cheeky Boys, haven't we?
Which one are you? Do you want to be Cheeky or Cheeky?
I'll be Cheeky.
Okay, I'll be Cheeky. I'll be the other Cheeky.
Cheeky, okay, good, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you can call us as well if you. Oh yeah, you already said that. All right.
There's always ongoing information being shared on both our website and our Facebook. So check us out. And if you are just listening for the first time, this is 90th one, check out all our previous episodes. We're on iTunes, or just go to our website and for detailed track listings.
Yeah. Our next week's episode is going to be cartoons. Mm-hmm. So we've done a Disney episode in the past, but this one is going to be not just Disney, but all cartoons, you know, Warner Brothers, Hanna-Barbera,
right.
Whatever.
All of it.
And so that's episode 91, so check that out. All right, we're going to leave you with a track that I thought would be appropriate to close with, because on the Capcom episode, you wanted to play a track from that Capcom quiz game for the Game Boy.
Yes.
And it was, you know, it was actually a track from Mega Man 2, mm-hmm. Airman stage, but it wasn't the whole thing. It was kind of an abbreviated version of it. And I said, oh, you should wait and play this when it's the full thing, you know?
Right.
So I thought we would just play that to close with.
Okay. You know?
This is music composed by Takashi Tateshi, but actually, from an interview I read a little while ago, it was revealed that Manami Matsume, who composed the music to Mega Man 1, actually, she composed the melody to bars 18 through 26.
Interesting.
To this track.
Okay.
So this is, you know, one of the rare cases where I feel like two composers actually collaborated on the same track and not just an entire soundtrack, you know?
Right.
So music from Mega Man 2, this is music composed by Takashi Tateshi and Manami Matsume. This is Airman Stage. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
I am Laura Weinbach.
Thank you for listening.